it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Happy Monday and welcome into the PHNX Sun Devil Show. Guys, I'm Anthony Tocci. This guy over here, that's Eric Ruby. We got the fish keeper, Shane Diefenbach.
Reeling in
my
some fish.
Left. We got DJ Danielle behind the Mac.
DJ Danielle, she takes pictures.
Making all the magic happen. Guys, do us a solid. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and wherever you get your podcast, go ahead and leave a
Jaden Quaintance review. A 5-star. Come on!
That's literally when he called me this morning. I was in the shower. I saw that Shane was calling, and I didn't answer. I was in the shower.
Well,
I had issues going.
I got Do Not Disturb, I think, happened.
Yeah, it is on Do Not Disturb.
You put your phone on Do Not Disturb when you're showering?
On all the time. It's on DND pretty much all the time. Yeah, absolutely. Don't disturb me. And then I called Shane back, and that same noise that he just made literally the noise that he made.
That was more of a chicken noise. It sounded like a...
Yeah.
But I was just screaming. I was on the
202. That was such a good chicken noise.
I was on the 202 just going.
Do any of you watch Adventure Time?
I have.
That sounds like a
lemon grab.
Yes, yes.
I immediately heard
what's the saying he says?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable conditions!
Wow.
But these are acceptable conditions.
Yeah, these are acceptable.
Your Arizona State Sun Devils! Starting five, the best player you've ever heard of, the second best player you've ever heard of, and the third, fourth, and fifth best player you've ever heard of. And Bobby Hurley Jr. coming off the bench.
There you go.
I love Bobby Hurley Jr. coming back.
Guys.
What a day.
Bobby Hurley, Arizona State landing 5-star center. Jaden Quaintance, the number 8 player in the nation in the class of 2024, bang, according to 24/7 Sports, also was the highest rated recruit in Arizona State history, also the highest rated uncommitted recruit in the class of 2024, choosing Arizona State over Louisville. Memphis was at one point a Kentucky commit, opted not to follow John Calipari to Arkansas, but still had a ton of offers. Oregon, NC State, Kansas. We bring up Kentucky, some of those other schools. Guys, Bobby Hurley, he sat up.
Yeah.
He sat up in his chair and he said, we're going to do the damn thing.
And it looks like he got a little bit of a support or some NIL along with him, because there's no way that this happens if that $100,000 budget that came out from last year was still around. And like, you know it's real when you get a Woj bomb.
Yeah,
man, like when you're getting the news, breaking news from Woj, that's how you know that this guy is massive. And not just in physical stature, but I mean, he's a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a guy who, if you would just say, put the specs out there, age, ranking, everything like that, like blue blood.
Yeah,
he screams blue blood, but now he's here. And that's just a massive win for Arizona State. Massive win for Bobby Hurley. Just a big time player, big time get.
This is insane. Yeah. This is because it's not like the Josh Christopher class that was very good. You got probably the best recruiting class he's had since that class, just because of, and Christopher's class was just really good because of the 5-star, the highest recruit in Sun Devil history at the time. But you put this guy, the number 8 player in the country, the highest rated recruit left available, a guy who reclassified it and is still in the top 10, the number 2 center in the country, along with 2 high 4-stars,
yeah,
along with 2 high 3-stars. Like, this is far and away his best class ever, and it's not close.
Yeah.
And you not to mention the transfer class is really sought after. You put those together, the composite ranking, 6 in the nation. Oh, I don't want to rebuild a roster. I don't want to. Here's a mansion. Your house burned down. We built you a mansion. It's insane.
Shane's fired up, man. And rightfully so. Rightfully so, too, because, again, I think we've talked on this show. There has been a lot of conversation out there. And I think justified conversation in terms of moving on from Bobby Hurley as the Arizona State head coach. And I think, again, those conversations, they are firmly at a halt after seeing this class, seeing the idea that, you know, Bobby's going to leverage his own name, image, right, and likeness in the future, something we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, to really help this program get to where it needs to be. But getting a guy like Jaden Quaintance, it feels like a turning point for Arizona State. Obviously, again, anytime you pick up the highest rated recruit in program history, a program that's had a guy like James Harden, we know about some previous like highly rated commits, like a guy like Josh Christopher coming to Arizona State. This is not somebody that is that you turn on the tape and you're like, oh, like this is a five star, right? Like, you know, they just gave him that extra star. This is a guy you turn on the tape. Both of you have seen the tape. And this is a kid that is unlike any center in Arizona State basketball history.
Yeah.
And we know that Bobby Hurley is a former guard, right? Long time.
Yeah, that's why that's so crazy.
Right? Because anytime you talk about Bobby Hurley and the types of players that you're going to get in the portal or, you know, through high schoolers, you think guards. We just got a massive center who plays like a center.
Yeah, for sure. And, well, I'm going to push back on that a little bit because maybe Bobby was like, hey, I know you're a center, but you can play guard.
I know you guys have.
Chad, I don't know if you guys have. Have you watched his hoop mixtapes? Like the second that it came out that he was visiting the school a week ago, I was like, okay, pipe dream, but like, why would he be visiting this late into his recruitment? Yeah. Like, there's definitely a chance. I was like, okay, let me just go get myself excited a little bit. He's a 6'9" swing forward. Like, that's how he plays like in the open court. I mean, obviously he does have true big skills, but this is the new age of basketball. Nobody in that's under the age of 16 wants to just be a back to the basket center. I think gone are the days where you breed a back to the basket center. You don't see those much anymore. And the ones you do see started playing basketball at a later age. And even then they developed. Like Joel Embiid's a good example. He started playing basketball when he was, what, 16 or something crazy like that? And then he developed all of the skills he has from the outside and the dribble. But it's so rare you find a guy that's a true back-to-the-basket guy, and this guy can kind of do it all. Jaden Quaintance can kind of do it all.
Yeah, if you watch his highlights or his mixtapes or anything like that, you're seeing few and far post-touches in between, but it by no means comes off as the fact that he can't do it. Yeah. It's more the fact that he doesn't necessarily need to. Now, a lot of people might look at highlights and say, well, this is just a guy who's getting some dunks, right? Oh, he's just a dunker. No, he can spread the floor out a little bit. He can shoot some threes. He can shoot some long twos. Some of the first highlights in some of his mixtapes are him dribbling the ball up the court and taking it to the paint. That is a dynamic that Arizona State has not had. And having that, along with, you know, a lot of these returning players and these transfers, it can open up a lot of things. And maybe he's not going big man, just bam, bam, bang, bang, but he's got the big man size, the big man body, and he almost has that big man mentality because he's not afraid to get down low and get dirty. And this is somebody that you guys mentioned reclassified, moved up a year. Like, you have to be very sound of mind and physicality to take that jump and then also still go like on to college, right, and be impactful. And he looks like somebody who can do that. I mean, not to get like way too excited, but he's probably the one guy that I'm looking forward to the most to just see how he is used, how he is implemented, because you can see the offense running a lot of different ways with this guy on the floor.
Brother, he's the number 8 player in the country. You can't be too excited.
No, projected lottery pick at some point in his career.
2026, because he's not eligible for the draft until then.
So he can't be a one and done.
He can be a one and done at ASU. Either you transfer or you go to try to get professional development somewhere. I don't really know the G League rules with the eligibility thing. I think you might be allowed to. Regardless, he is so exciting because right now he's the number 8 player in the country. Right now he's, as Res Devil says, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". He's 16 years old. He's going to be 17 when he reports here. And when the season starts, you know how much better this kid's going to get? The exponential growth you get from going from 16, 17, 18, 19 years old in basketball is ridiculous, because you think about it, you're a high school senior when you're 16. You know, one and done's like blue bloods at Kentucky are 17 and they're just getting going. Then when you're 18, you got to play against LeBron James. You got to play against, like, that growth is so steep. The amount he's going to grow is crazy, but the timing of this just is perfect, because you're going to the Big 12 and you need this.
No, you just needed
it.
It's incredible. And I think, again, like, you've almost, I think when the players started to leave after last season, specifically Frankie Collins, Jamiah Neal, you knew you were losing, obviously, Jose Perez, who bounced on the team, Alonzo Gaffney, some of the other guys that ran out of eligibility. And there was the conversation, as there appears to be every year, can Bobby Hurley reload? Can he get better than what we just saw? Can we get better than what was the worst team in the Pac-12 last season? And the answer to that question is yes, absolutely. They got significantly better with the players that they've added. I know a couple weeks ago when I was off the show, you guys were talking about some of the incoming transfers that they got. Mason, and now your starting five feels like it's rounded
out.
Dude,
can we talk about the fact that we buried, like just listen to this. We are talking
about a
top 10 player in the country committing to ASU. Regardless of that, let's put that away. Let's just say we have news to lead the show, and this is the news, okay? Bottom line, we just talked about something for 10 minutes. In what world would we be pushing back the fact that your best offensive option announced he's returning, and you got a 21 point per game score in the portal over the weekend?
No, you're
we haven't
right.
even touched on that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
This ain't your dad's ASU hoop.
This, like I said, this is a turning point for Arizona State basketball moving forward. To be able to get a guy like this, to be able to retain Adam Miller, that was announced this morning. There was something that really everybody had kind of expected that Ace was going to be coming back, which means you're probably retaining a guy like Sean Phillips, who, again, I know everybody's already going to gloss over Sean Phillips because of the season he had last year. He still has a ton of potential to be a dominant center. And definitely, I think now that you've got other pieces, to be a huge rotational piece for Arizona State moving forward. How do you guys feel about just the way that this roster has really been constructed? Because it's not just Quaintance. It's not just Ace. Now you've got guys that you can feel confident in, I think, game in, game out, to actually do the one thing that ASU couldn't do last year, and that's score the damn basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at everything right now. I'm just imagining how it all plays. Not only is the level of talent on this roster exponentially more than maybe what we were expecting at the end of last season. Obviously, we knew the recruiting class was good. It just got a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Transfer class has been great. But this is a roster that makes sense. Like, just basketball-wise, imagining Alston Mason and Quaintance pick and rolls, pick and pops, like stuff like that, having a couple different paint presences to pull your guys in, and then having somebody like Bashir Jihad who can do it all. And he was somebody who lit it up from three, who was able to go into the post, who was able to dribble a little bit. Like, everybody on this roster makes sense. And then especially now with Adam Miller returning, and Adam Miller's specific skill set, I think can be used a little bit more sparingly, but in a better way and in a better light. And I think that's going to unlock him, have him shoot better percentages, be more efficient, and maybe just be able to like fit into the offense a little bit more than what it felt like last year. If you just go up and down, you got Alston Mason, Adam Miller, BJ Freeman, Bashir Jihad, and Sean Phillips, that could be your starting five. Obviously, Quaintance with somebody like that, with that pedigree.
I don't see a world where he doesn't start.
Yeah, I mean,
Quaintance, he's starting.
Like, you have two big men, three big men that you can throw out there and be at least confident. Like Sean Phillips, I've bashed on him a lot, but that size and that type of body is something that you can get out of.
Yeah.
And then you have skill set to go around that as well. I'm genuinely really excited. And I know that before all the transfer stuff happened and the season was over, I was like, oh, we're going to, you know, talk ourselves into transfer guys in a couple of weeks, whatever.
This is different.
Like, this is real. And like, this should be something that everybody should be extremely excited about.
I think Bobby Hurley took this offseason personal.
Yeah.
Good.
As I tweeted the other day when they announced the docuseries thing, like, he is putting the NIL into his own hands. He's like, all right, guys, there's no coincidence that came out 2 days two days ago, and then this happens. Like, that's not I don't think it's a coincidence. It's a crazy coincidence if it is. But also, you got to think about how, like, first of all, what the funniest thing about this is, we talked about it at the start of the off season, how, and I kind of joked about it, but I'm ready to look up these transfer portal highlights and get excited again. And like so many people are like, oh, I just know in like 2 weeks I'll be bought in again because this person's gonna, and And this is different, as JJ just said in the chat. This is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just like, oh, yeah, we're replacing this guy with this guy. We got a transfer from Louisville who averages 8 points a game and shoots 10% from the field. Like, this is much, much different.
This
than
isn't
that.
Like you talking yourself into somebody because you feel like it's necessary. This is you getting genuinely excited because there's real stuff to get excited about.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. One thing I do want to say before we continue this conversation again, hit that like button. We got 50 of you guys in here. If we hit 50 likes, I've got some news that I think ASU fans will definitely want to know.
Anthony Totri filled that last scholarship spot.
If they like the news, that is entirely up to them. But definitely have had some conversations today that ASU fans would like to just get a little bit of an update on that. I'm happy to if we could hit that 50 like counter. But getting back to ASU hoops, Quaintance, a guy that we haven't really even talked about because of everything that's gone on, is a guy that Shane, I know, absolutely loves, and that's the Milwaukee transfer guard BJ Freeman, who is a walking bucket himself, averaged 21.1 points.
We see your 17 points per game score from the Horizon League, Arizona, and we raise you 21 points per game score from the Horizon League.
For people that haven't seen BJ Freeman play, what type of guard is he?
First of all, he's got a weird hitch in his shot, so just it's not crazy weird, but it's something you notice if you pay attention to it. He can score at all three levels. He's a tall guard. He's rangy. Spent a year, a year at community college before transferring to Milwaukee. But he was the heartbeat of this offense. He can create his own shot. He's very, very good catch and shoot, but he's not afraid of contact. And he's a really good distributor too. For what seems like, you know, a prototypical off guard build for a Division I basketball player, he can really distribute the ball. I think 6 assists was the total that he had last year. Not afraid of contact, as I said, but you're getting an all-around guy that his main focus is on scoring, but you come into this system and I don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of scoring.
I think what impressed me the most was how he finished in traffic. Like, as a guard, completely not afraid of contact and not afraid of, like, oh, there are two guys right there in the paint. I'm going to find a way to slither around. I'm going to go rise above and finish. And the jump shot is a little bit interesting, but it still looks relatively smooth, especially when he's, like, going off the bounce. He's hit a couple step backs and stuff like that as well.
Derek Fisher had one of the ugliest jump shots I've ever seen, and that man hit some of the bigger shots in NBA history.
Sean Marion. And it's definitely not on that level. Like, it's certainly
not ugly of a shot.
No, it's not.
So he rises, and then there's, like, right before he flicks, there's a weird hitch. It, like, goes a different way, but it's very slight. It's not ugly.
And it's kind of like when he flicks the wrist, it's a little fast. Like, it leaves the hand very fast. And that's not a bad thing. But I really, really liked how, like, yes, he could shoot. Yes, he could pass. But getting into the lane, finishing around big, tall defenders, like, that's a massive skill to have at that position. And that's something I'm really looking forward to.
I'm interested with the construction of this roster because it does feel like a much different roster, something that you brought up, Eric, just in terms of the type of pieces.
Definitely.
And I'm going to be honest. I wasn't ready to get fully, like, overly hyped about some of the incoming transfers because I still feel like this team didn't have a star, right? And I think you could look back to teams in the past and you could see guys like, you get another year Frankie, there is the maybe not overhyped, but the expectation that Jemiah maybe takes that next step. The year before, you got Dez Cambridge, you had the Frankie Collins, like there is guys around the roster that you're like, okay, this is next man up.
Yeah.
And I think even with guys that ASU had in terms of Mason, some of the other freshmen that they were bringing in, Freeman, you were like, okay, these are good pieces. And now you've got, again, a blue chip player, a former Kentucky commit in Jaden Quaintance, that whether he is or not is yet to be seen, but he's got the star potential.
Definitely.
He's got the star power to be the best center that ever went to Arizona State University. And that's something that doesn't happen without Bobby Hurley, again, being the head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils. And you go into year 10 and you see the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a new conference after one of the worst seasons in ASU basketball history and you see the pressure. And how do you answer? You answer, again, with the highest rated commit, right, in ASU history. You answer by going to get a score in Freeman that people said was lacking on this roster.
You answered a year ago when you filled this class with two high four stars.
Yeah.
You already started to do that, but you take one of our players and you put him in the Big 12, you steal him away from us, like, it doesn't matter to me because we got longer. We got bigger. We got stronger.
More athletic.
BCAP mentions it, and it's something that's true. First of all, let me just preface this by saying this. Like, you're not going into the Big 12 with the expectations of being a top three team. It's just not realistic. No. Like, yeah, this team got so much better, and it's going to add still. But you're going into the Big 12. You're going to need to be better. One thing you need in the Big 12 is size and strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they brought size. You think about all the transfers they got. BJ Freeman, a 6'6 guard. Bashir Jihad, a 6'9 forward. You just bring in he'll probably be 6'10 by the time he's starting. And Quaintance. Sean Phillips coming back at 7 feet. Both the freshmen are big. Like, Amir Ali's what, 6'8? Like,
yeah, he's a big dude. I think 6'7.
You're set up. And oh my God, we haven't talked about the Jaden Quaintance's wingspan is 7'3.
That was
7'3.
He's still growing. Yeah. He's still growing. Yeah. Is crazy.
Somebody needs to make sure he's drinking his milk.
Jacob in the chat, do we know if he could shoot? I'm just gonna read you guys some of his
he can shoot threes.
He can't shoot threes. He can't shoot threes. I don't know if he's got like a consistent jumper.
It looks good.
His last few games, okay, 16 points, 5 boards, 3 blocks. 9 points, 8 boards, 2 steals. 21 points, 15 boards, 2 steals, 3 blocks. 16 points, 8 boards, 2 steals, 5 blocks. Like, he's dominating these other kids. Mm-hmm. You see again why he is a 5-star. You see why this is a kid that John Calipari wanted not only at Kentucky, but wanted at Arkansas too. And the fact that it even got to the point where he was going to visit Arizona State, I think, is massive. It's a conversation that we had the other day when that came out. You looked at me with that just the twinkle of optimism, being like, hey, imagine.
Dude, twinkle of optimism?
Just imagine. And I said, there's no way.
I kind of have that, do I?
You do. Sometimes he does have a twinkle of optimism to him. And it was like, there's no way. And sure enough, again, in the shower, scrub-a-dub-dubbing, and I get the, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I even got a call from Mike Luke this morning.
Oh.
I got a call from Mike Luke this morning, called him back, didn't get an answer. Man, scared. Mike Luke, oh, wow. He's dodging me. Mike Luke is dodging me and Jaden Quaintance. Just saying. Me and Jaden versus Mike and his other one. Let's go. 2v2. Pickup. Game over. Game over, guys. It's incredible. It's incredible. Again, hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Yes, Mr. Zookeeper.
I just want to say something about like how they're building the roster and everything. Obviously, the offense last year, hard to watch at certain points, yep. I think is an accurate way to say it. You're looking at a lineup now with your starting five where you could have five shooters on the floor and not lose out on physicality and toughness and presence on the inside. That alone is going to open up so many things for all of these guys that was not there last year.
Yeah.
That is how you build a modern basketball team. That is how you build a competitive basketball team. And we can't go in and say they're going to win the Big 12. They're going to be a top three team in the Big 12. But a couple months ago, it was, can they keep up in the Big 12? And I think with this roster, like the way that it is built just on paper, absolutely they can.
Yeah.
And they can be a threat every single night, offensively and defensively. And that is a massive turnaround, a massive difference than where they were at going into and all throughout last season.
Yeah, you're at least coming in with confidence.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, you're at least coming into the Big 12 with confidence, and that's a big thing. Amir Ali is 6'8", by the way. So
big boy.
Again, before this commitment, I was so excited about this recruiting class.
You were.
Like, so juiced.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. This is a hell of a class. And I tweeted it out.
It's the best class Bobby's ever had.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, again, number 6 in the nation. I can't think. What was the last time?
Well, number 6 composite class, including the transfers. Not the number 6 class in the nation recruiting.
Number 14. Number 14.
Class in the country, which is still insane. With no funding. It's like if a chef cooked up a 5-star meal and flambéed some lobster mac.
Flambéed.
With $2. You're like, brother, I don't know if I can trust this, because where'd you get the lobster?
But it looks great.
But it tastes amazing. Tastes amazing.
We'll see how it is later, type of thing.
Well, no, it looks great. We'll see how it tastes going into that. But right now I'm excited about
your lobster mac?
I'm excited about this meal.
Dude, lobster mac, it smacks. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I used to have a friend named Lobster Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Fish a keeper. That's days, a, you know?
I was about to say.
Damn you, man. Damn you. Look, we're going to continue talking all things ASU hoops, football, and so much more. I've already said it a million times. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Also, head over to gophnx.com. Click the little diehard tab, and it's going to tell you everything that you unlock when you become a PHNX diehard, including access to the diehard Discord that was going crazy this morning when Jaden Quaintance announced when Woj announced the Jaden Quaintance commitment. Obviously, over the weekend, some incoming transfers for Arizona State football, some recruits announcing that they're committing to Arizona State in the class of 2025, and that's just one element of being a PHNX diehard. You're going to get discounts on events, on merch. Go check out the locker because we got some great new Coyotes Forever merch, some of the best stuff that we've got out there. It's incredible. Again, head over to gophnx.com today. Click that diehard tab and see everything that you are going to unlock when you become a PHNX diehard. Incredible. Absolutely incredible, Eric.
You know what else is incredible?
Tell me.
Our friends over at BetMGM.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because they have so many fun different promotions that I will tell you about. But I saw a juicy little one that I'm looking at. And I need Mr. Betting Man's opinion over here.
Yep.
Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers tonight.
Yep.
First player to make a two-pointer.
No. Don't even bet on that.
Aaron Gordon at plus 700.
That's what you're going with.
I think it's tasty.
Aaron Gordon at plus 700.
First player to make a two-pointer. I see Jokic, high post. Aaron Gordon, cut off the back. Bang.
Maybe a little
bounce
oop.
Pass. Maybe a little oop. Aaron Gordon down in the paint.
You could talk me into it.
It's just something that stood out to me. Something that spoke to my soul. Okay. And he's not even the highest odds to do that. He's below Jamal Murray, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Nikola Jokic. I think that's good value. But if basketball maybe isn't your speed, you can check out BetMGM's MLB Grand Slam Jackpot, a weekly bet and get promotion. You place $10 or more on any player to hit a home run every weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you weren't aware. And if that player hits a Grand Slam on that day, you can win up to $50,000 of a daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. So, for example, if you bet on Aaron Judge to hit a home run on the 31st of July against Houston, if he hits a grand slam and nine other people also bet on Aaron Judge to hit a home run that game, you will all be splitting that $50,000. So your take home is $5,000 in addition to your bet winnings. You can just get this by downloading the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS and or Android, and you can deposit your money, put it on that Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you can win up to $50,000. Plus, you can also use promo code PHNX to deposit $10. You can place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your bet loses. So many different ways to have fun and to make some money with promo code PHNX. You can download, check out the full details and show notes, and now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
I do want to mention, Shorebus brings it up. They were number 8 in the nation with the Josh Christopher class. That class was so strange, though. You look back at it. Obviously, Josh Christopher is also the number 8 player in the country.
Yeah.
By 247. Marcus Bagley was 31.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot that he went to Arizona State.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And, God, that is still such a what if. Not just for ASU, but
where is he now?
For his career.
Anywhere?
I don't know if he's playing. I know he tested out as professional. I'm not sure where he is now. He was number 31 player in the country.
Looks like G League.
He went G League. And then Pavlo Zyuba. I don't know if you guys remember him. He was a super, super exciting recruit from the Ukraine. People were really juiced for. High 4-star, just outside of the top 100. Never really did anything in his collegiate career. Transferred, bounced around a couple times, and the most points per game he averaged was at High Point, 1.3 points per game, which is just insane for a high 4-star. So that was just a misjudge.
That's crazy.
And then Chris Austin was also in that class, the GOAT. So yeah,
that's wild.
So that was a weird class, but like, and yes, that one was ranked higher, but I can confidently say this is the most talented class.
There are a lot of freaky athletes in this class that are definitely going to be exciting. Maybe not as exciting though as our friends over at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Guys, nobody does it better than Gila River Resorts and Casinos. If you missed it, I don't know what you guys were doing, but the Cardinals, they had their draft party.
Sweet.
It was incredible. I love the fact that Johnny, Bo, and Damon, they all matched.
Their little red suits.
Their little red suits. They were so...
Are they little red suits? They're big red suits.
It's big red.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They're big red suits. No, it was awesome. Definitely a hell of an event. If you missed out on that, I know we've always got watch parties over there. So definitely stay tuned for any more events that we have over at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. And maybe you're not going for an event. Maybe you just want to have a good ass time. Well, they do offer an authentic and immersive experience unlike anything else in the valley, with an unprecedented level of entertainment and excitement. Like I said, better than anywhere else here in Arizona with their state-of-the-art gaming floor. It's got it all, with over 800 slot machines, 15 blackjack tables, and live table games. Not to mention Arizona's largest casino sports book. Shout out BetMGM. Guys, you do you at Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Visit playatgila.com for more details.
Stephen Joseph Comedy. Hell yeah, brother. To all of you that called for Hurley's job, I told you so. Yeah.
I'm still waiting. I would like to see it translate. Like to see it translate a little bit, but definitely this is impressive. This is certainly, again, it's a pump the brakes on the whole wah, Bobby's our coach. Like you can't do that anymore.
Who's doing that?
Well, Donald's.
Yeah, there's a couple people doing that.
Donald, shout out Donald, PHNX diehard.
Donald
he
is so mad. He doesn't want the high recruits.
I know.
He
Donald,
would rather
Donald's
have Bobby Hurley gone.
Donald's
no recruits.
Upset. I haven't seen some of the people in here before. We've got Dallas Thomas in here. Tony's obviously always in here. U of A guy.
Tony's just tired. It's funny that
Tony spawned and a dislike spawned as well. Just saying, I'm going to totally pin that on you, whether it is or not. But no, it's awesome to have you guys in here again. Subscribe, hit the like button if you haven't already. And part of the Jaden.
Let me just say this real fast.
Yeah.
Short bus is right. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
You're right too. It is a wait and see thing because there has been talent here. You have to capitalize on it. But again, like as I said before, all of this happened, you have to change going into the Big 12. You have to. Like you have to change the way you play. You have to change the way you coach. And as I mentioned, like even without these guys, I think this team is more fit for Big 12 basketball when they're forced into situations where they have to either run, get physical, all the above. Like it's going to be really exciting to see how this team kind of faces the first point of adversity when they're, you know, at fog.
Yeah.
And the crowd is screaming. They're down two with the ball with 10. Oh my God.
He set himself up. Woo! He set himself up. Look, you said they got to play different. They got to coach different and you got to recruit different, right?
Against Frankie,
I know. You got to do a lot of things. Bobby's had to do a lot of things differently, I think, to build this class and then to get that step in the right direction for ASU hoops. And we saw an interesting tweet over the weekend. We can go ahead and throw that up there. It wasn't something that I was expecting to see. But Jeff Goodman tweeting this over the weekend saying Arizona State coach Bobby Hurley in talks with major Hollywood producers and streaming platform to create a made-for-TV docuseries leveraging Hurley's personal NIL success as a player and coach to forge Fortune 500 brand partnerships with the intent to further increase the visibility of the men's basketball program, source told the Field of 68. Taking a step in the right direction, almost changing the game a little bit. I think this is, at least locally, the first time that we have seen a coach leverage their own, you know, name, image, and likeness to try and help the program.
Right.
And I think this, again, for people that question Bobby Hurley's commitment to Arizona State and the idea every year of, oh, he's going to take this job or he's going to take this job. Bobby Hurley wants to win here. Bobby Hurley loves Arizona, and he likes the challenge of winning at Arizona State.
He loves being the underdog like this, too.
He does. He does.
He loves proving people wrong. And he loves it. He loves being here. Just get the man a new facility.
This is going to be crazy, right, though. This is if this is a hit thing, this is crazy.
You talk about any coach in the country. I don't care if you're a U of A fan. U of A fans would love to watch this. I want to know what the guy is saying half the time. When he's up there going, like, that's what he does. What are you saying? What are you saying to the ref? What are you saying to, not you, Tony, but Tony, whatever, the dude with the, what I think is dyed fake hair, the ref that always tees him up. What is he saying to him? What warrants that? Like, I want to know. I need this guy mic'd up. I've always said it. I wish Pac-12 Network mic'd up their coaches because he would be the most fun to watch mic'd up. Having somebody follow him behind the scenes, sit down and interviews with him, like, damn, this is going to be so fun.
It's going to be huge for the program.
Definitely.
And it's selfish to just say that, too, because this is, it's huge for the program, but it's the self-awareness for not just Bobby, but the entire staff and program to, and I don't know whose idea this was. I don't know if it's just Bobby acting on it. I don't know if it's the athletic department. I don't know if it's just basketball, whatever. But to kind of recognize, like, as I tweeted, you can just kind of, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Right. And that's what we said when everything kind of happened at the end of the season. And of course, there were people in talking about Bobby Hurley's future. And obviously, Totri and I shared our thoughts on that. But I think no matter what you just said, he's also not been given the help that he needs. Yeah. But then you compare it to like Kenny Dillingham, where you say a coach just goes out there and they are the spearhead. They are the leader. They are the change in the program. They're not sitting around waiting for the program to change around them. And seeing Bobby do that ignites a whole different level of confidence, because it shows that he's not just self-aware about the value that he can bring to a program, but also about, okay, maybe all these changes I want, maybe this new arena, maybe a deeper pool of money to go into to get transfer guys, to get recruits and everything like that. Maybe that comes after I leverage my own stuff.
Yeah.
And I put ourselves in a position to have more recognizability, to have people say, you know what? Because you know all those beautiful landscape shots that are going to be in that docuseries of Tempe and everything like that. Like, it's going to amplify a lot of good things about Arizona State. And it might even put an onus on the program itself to up its facilities and to up its physical appearance too. And so this is just you can see if the season doesn't go great and things aren't awesome, that this would kind of be a tough watch for some Devil fans. But overall, this is a massive win in so many different categories, because it opens the door to so many different things, and it proves that Bobby has the right approach to all of this.
Yeah.
And so maybe he's just going to be the guy who goes out first and that support's going to follow. That's kind of what you need to do to be successful with money and NIL and everything like that at Arizona State, because it ain't coming from the very, very top, at least not right now.
I think this is an interesting spot. Again, this show in general that we're talking about in terms of the Jaden Quaintance's commitment being a turning point for the program. And I think the news that Bobby Hurley, whether this actually comes to fruition or not, in and of itself is another turning point or a cornerstone moment for the program, because you think to the state of NIL at Arizona State and just where it was at 365 days ago. You think about the moment that Ray Anderson was kind of pushed out of his position in the doubling of the Sun Angel Collective. And now we can sit here, right, and we can have the conversation of, why is ASU basketball getting a five-star center? Why is Arizona State football, why is the class of 2025 number 17 trending to be number 15 in the nation? Why? Right. And yes, you can talk about individual coaches. At the end of the day, there are players that do want a bag. There are players mm-hmm. that want money. Yes, you can agree that they are a good football, basketball, baseball coach or whatever. But at the end of the day, money talks. Okay, so there are certainly going to be players that want to come to ASU for just to play under these coaches, but you got to be able to compensate them in more than one way. And I think being able to leverage names is huge, right? The players are doing it, and I don't think we've seen enough coaches start to do it. And I think Kenny Dillingham on the football side of things, the Hines Ward hire, I think, again, there were people that love the hire because of what he does on the field, recruiting. The name Hines Ward means something in football circles. Mm-hmm. It means something. Again, the only active college football coach that won a Super Bowl MVP. That means something. That says something. That's a name that's now a program leveraging a name. Bobby Hurley took a page out of that book and said, you know what? I'm fucking done with this. I'm done not being able to go get certain guys that I want. And maybe not only that, I'm done not being able to keep guys here that I know can do so damn much for a program. So being able to sit down and have the idea, have the thought of, you know what, like, this is how we can change things up. If the donors aren't talking, if the Sun Angel Collective, if we're not getting enough of that, how can we mm-hmm. further the effort to get Arizona State back on top? That's the way to do it. Yeah. And I think that is just a testament to how much Bobby Hurley wants to win at ASU.
But it's not, yeah, and it's not just the, I mean, I'm sure the immediate financial help is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, like, whatever you're getting before this even drops and, like, getting this out there is going to help. But a big reason why he probably wants to do this is because he knows this is such a special place. And it's mm-hmm. because he knows, like, yeah, you might just see the box score and you might see how awful we played this night and how great we played the next night. But you don't know what's going on inside this locker room. You don't know yeah. why people love being here. You don't know what these practices are like every day. You don't know how I coach. You don't know why it works. And I think that's what he wants to showcase as well. And that is good, just going to further their support.
Yeah.
Like, once you see the process, it's not just a box score anymore. It's personality. And so many people just don't really understand who Bobby Hurley is. And I think that's the most exciting part about this whole thing, is you're going to be able to see how this man coaches and gets the best out of his players.
And players say they love playing for Bobby.
Dude, somebody transferred back to ASU to play for him. Like,
so, but now you're up. now like, you're going to be able to see if you are a prospective player, right? After the college basketball season, you're like, I wonder where I should go. And you end up finding yourself watching this. Like, that is certainly being like, damn, like, not only is Arizona State beautiful, not only do they have a legend coach, but like, the way that he coaches.
Not only is Illegal Pete's like amazing. Right down the street.
No, it is. Go ahead. Continue, my friend. Tell me. Tell me about it.
Oh, I mean, we can talk about it now. We can talk about it later.
No, I want to talk about it now. I want to talk about it now because it's a Margarita Monday.
Dude. I'm going to have a TSL later tonight.
What's a TSL?
Tequila soda. Lime. I have a couple of those. Because I can't get out to mail every day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, that's fair. So you got a lot going on.
It is Margarita Monday, but it's also, you know, man, I'm ready to just take my socks off and relax Monday. And I can only do that at home. I don't think they'd appreciate that at Illegal Pete's.
Yeah, I don't think you should take your shoes off there.
But I appreciate Illegal Pete's because not only are their margaritas amazing, are the vibes just so great there, they also have such a unique choice for a burrito, and that's putting potatoes in it. And it's my favorite thing ever.
I haven't seen anywhere else do that.
I know. And it's so good. So Illegal Pete's, your go-to spot for potatoes, vibes, margaritas.
And shoes.
Well.
Shoes on your feet.
Open-toed shes are a welcome.
Open-toed shoes, yeah.
Also, so if you want your puppies to breathe.
Your pups. Arf,
you can do that over at Illegal Pete's, and they're here to bring you a win with their legendary soundcheck deal. I'm going to a comedy show on Wednesday night. I'm getting to see Tim Robinson, who's right down the street.
Fire. It's nice.
Which I'm so excited for. You know what I said when I saw the tickets?
Give me that.
I'm joking. And yeah, you can bring your ticket stub to an event like that or any game you go to or whatever, a concert, to any ticketed event and get a draft beer or a house margarita for a penny. Legal Pete's wants to celebrate with you, whether it's a pregame or postgame party. They got you covered for all your game day needs. Must purchase an adult entree to redeem a Legal Pete's soundcheck deal. Legal Pete's, get it in ya.
Get it in ya. Also, get to it. Get to Circle K. Take advantage of all of the amazing deals that they have. Absolutely.
Get your car in it.
Get in on those deals.
Sure.
How about that? Inner Circle, their new free membership program. It's going to help you save money every single day. Save 25 cents per gallon on your first five fill-ups. And then every day after that, save
first
3 cents
Sean Phillips
per gallon. Not to mention, you're going to get every sixth free on a selection of Circle K products, pizza, coffee, ice cold fountain drinks, and more. Also, ask Ralph about his experience Circle K.
I looked that up after you guys did the show.
It was crazy.
Last week. Oh my God.
Are we just, what are we doing here? Are these my first five fill-ups? Do I get every sixth free on Nux? No, I don't? That's tragic. Well, look, I do have to fill up on gas after today because I've been driving around all to our different PHNX events and stuff that we got going on, of course. And they've got some great little treats, little snacks for everybody. Might have to pick up myself an energy drink today, guys. I might have to do it. Join Inner Circle for free by downloading that Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details. We are just eight likes away from some info for everybody.
Eight Lizikes.
And it's okay. If we don't hit 50, then I'll just drop it in the Die Hard Discord. So it is what it is. Our diehards are always going to stay informed, but any final thoughts on basketball before we go to foosball?
Adam Miller's coming back. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
We'll have our first portal profiles out on Bashir Jihad that we recorded like 2 weeks ago, but then Arizona Sports decided to start Civil War. So that'll be coming out later today. And we'll have more on the other transfers coming in. And we should have a piece up on Quentin soon as well.
Yes.
So keep your eyes out for
that. What about you, Eric? Any final thoughts on ASU Hoops?
Woohoo! That's it.
I'm excited. No, it's awesome.
Build Bobby Hurley some facilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work for
everybody.
Because
he's doing this with a warehouse.
A warehouse? What's in the warehouse? Give me three things.
Wood.
Just wood?
Wood, screws, and a piping system that sometimes works.
That sometimes
works. Was it electrical? No, it was piping, right?
I think it was piping. I think it was water. Yeah. Tragedy. All right. Let's talk about what Kenny Dillingham and the football program are doing, because they haven't stopped. They don't stop. They never stop. Kenny Dillingham, let's go ahead and talk about Jamon Tapp, the 6'3", 255-pound edge that the Sun Devils managed to get from Texas. Eric, I believe you and I spoke about this when it was just a rumor at the start of it, right? He was visiting, whatever. ASU has had success with Texas transfers in terms of Prince Dorba. We know Jake Smith, what his role is likely going to be in this Arizona State offense. And again, you add a guy at a position of need now with Anthony Cooper being done for the season, a position that you really, realistically, the only true contributors that you have from last season are Clayton Smith and Prince Dorba, and you bring in a guy that has the size to be a real dominant edge, I feel like, in the Big 12. I think this is just a beautiful addition with just a couple days left of guys being able to enter the transfer portal.
I think you worded it well. Obviously, the size, 6'3", 255, you know, you can't teach that.
Yeah, beefy dude.
But this is also somebody that was knocking on the door of a five-star rating coming out of high school. And obviously, things haven't gone perfectly for Tapp since then, but that's probably why he's looking at ASU as such an attractive place, because he trusts Kenny Dillingham, he trusts the defensive scheme to get the most out of him, to kind of get him back on that track that he was on. So you're betting on somebody with a lot of potential, who is at a good school, has good measurables, and at a position of need. It checks all the boxes, right? And it's just another little weapon for Kenny to store away, and another, you know, tip of the cap to them for being able to navigate the transfer portal and get guys that, you know, they probably wouldn't be getting if it wasn't Kenny Dillingham spearheading the way. So I'm happy with him, and I'm happy about some of the local guys as well that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't like a lack of like talent on his part, the reason why, it was a surplus of talent on the defensive line in Texas part.
Yeah.
That defensive line was stacked this year. I mean, led by Byron Murphy Jr. Like that Texas defensive line was one of the best in the country.
Yeah.
And he redshirted his freshman year. So he's going to be a true sophomore coming in here. It's hard to break through a defensive front in the SEC, or what were they last? Were they in the SEC last year?
Last year, I think, was their last year in the Big 12.
And basically an SEC Big 12 defensive line. It's hard to break through into that starting lineup into consistent reps when that's what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Is a bunch of beef that has been there for a while. Like all of those guys, you think of like two or three draft picks on that line, all of them upperclassmen. It's not easy to do. And Tapp was probably next up.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to have him here in a position of need.
I think it's going to be interesting, and I don't necessarily know if this is the case because, again, he's listed as an edge. I would be interested to see if Brian Ward and this coaching staff have any interest in experimenting with him at linebacker.
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just I think he's got the size of a really big, like a beefy interior linebacker.
He's 270.
He's 255. He's listed at 255. It would be interesting to see. It would be interesting to see just the package that you could throw out there with him as an interior linebacker.
I was going to say
interior defensive lineman.
I think they could use him inside a little bit.
Really?
I think so.
You think he's beefy enough for that?
I think he can be.
He definitely can be.
I also think like you got to kind of see what position needs more help, and that interior defensive line needs more help than the edge.
Yeah. Just the defensive line, being able to add defensive line depth in general, I think was a big need for this coaching staff already. And again, I know guys are no longer allowed to enter the portal tomorrow. Tuesday, the 30th is the last day. The 1st is the last day for grad students. You will still see announcements after the fact of guys announcing where they're transferring. I know there was some confusion last year with like guys would announce that they're transferring to wherever. Their names were already in the portal. You are allowed to transfer if your name is in the portal. You are not allowed to enter your name in the portal after those dates. So I still fully expect Arizona State to add a couple pieces. We still haven't seen a major quarterback addition. Would expect that to happen at some point. But we will see.
Jeff Sims.
We will see. But it wasn't just transfers that Arizona State were able to get. Got another commit. It was another great weekend for ASU recruiting.
The best high school in the country.
Yes. Cornerback Dejon Hinton, three-star, 87 overall for those of you that, like, I guess care about the composite score. He was 3 points away from being a four-star. The number six player in the state of Arizona. This is now two top 10 players in the state of Arizona to commit to ASU for the class of 2025.
Yeah, highest remaining recruit uncommitted in Arizona.
Massive.
So that's huge. And again, from Saguaro, like, we knew that Mons coming to ASU would really help. And we only are starting to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some dogs that are in that Saguaro class in 2025. Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Get those,
yeah.
Or 2026, I mean. Get those. Like, that's huge.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I mean, this is continuing to be a tone setter. You walk in, you say you're going to activate the valley. You say you're going to, you know, save the city. You're going to start in-state recruiting.
Save the city. Save the city is so awesome.
It's so much cooler.
Yeah.
So much cooler. I mean, activate the valley is a movement, but save the city is hilarious.
Agreed. And I just think that, like, now you're starting to see, really for the first time, that's starting to happen. And it's going to be a massive domino effect. Yeah. Because it's not like, oh, you're getting a couple in-state guys. Like, no, you're getting some of the in-state guys to stay home when your program is not where it's gonna be a year or 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And so you imagine it now, if this is what's going on when ASU had the season they had last year, imagine what's gonna happen when these kids come here, have success, ASU is winning, and now Kenny has all that in his pocket as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's extremely enticing for a state like Arizona, whose high school football scene is only growing and only getting better. And this is just a perfect time to have somebody like Kenny, Jason Mons, Aguano, everybody in there who has deep roots here,
yep,
to be here and to be involved.
What?
Number two.
Yeah.
Big 12.
It's insane. And they're not done. They're not done.
Ranked class in the Big 12.
Arizona State will have a top 15 class in the nation.
Yeah.
They will have a top 15 class in the nation. And coming off a 3-9 season.
That's not Toju's enthusiasm.
Talk. No, that's literally, there are guys that haven't announced commitments that we know of that will be committed to Arizona State.
And it would take drastic decommitments that I don't see happening with Kenny Dillingham and staff to get out of that.
No, and they're all at, a lot of the commits that they've already gotten, just wildly important positions. Yeah. The secondary, we saw what Brian Carrington and this staff was able to do in terms of the class of 2024, some of those DBs, right? Tony Lewis and Kuba, Chris Johnson, Rodney Bimage. And now you add local guys that you see at safety on the perimeter that are going to play corner. It's going to be massive for Arizona State moving forward.
Did we get
forward.
The 50 likes?
We didn't.
We're at 45.
But we do have people in here. I'll let you guys be the judge of it. We save it?
No, the news is going into the Discord. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Okay, guys.
Unless five more people like it right now.
Yeah, unless five more. How much? I'll give you 60 seconds. I'll give him 60 seconds.
Okay.
I'll give him 60 seconds. In the meantime, guys, again, hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. If you haven't already, if you enjoyed the content, you can follow the show at @PHNX_signups. You can follow me at @Anthony_Totri. You can follow the zookeeper at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. You can follow the fish keeper, Shane Deef, @ShaneDeef.
Just blessed to be at Arizona State, the Arizona State University.
Love that. Absolutely love that. You can follow DJ Danielle at @AbracaDaniel across social media. Do we have 50?
No, we're at 47.
Sorry, guys.
47.
Three
that's
people.
Tragic.
Three people who haven't hit the like button. Hit the freaking like button.
That's tragic for you guys.
It's over.
It's tragic.
If you want to learn about it, become a member. Join the diehard community. Join our members only Discord.
In the meantime, go Devils. Peace.